Five frontline healthcare workers at Zuckerberg General Hospital became the first people in San Francisco to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Antonio Gomez is the medical director of Critical Care Services, where he has tended to the most severe cases of COVID-19. He's the first person in San Francisco to get vaccinated.
Today marks a milestone in our efforts to combat COVID-19 in the city, in the state, in the country, and the world. Really, today is a culmination of many events. I use this moment right now to reflect back on what we've done and the people that we've lost, the loved ones that we've lost, the effect that it's had on our community, especially our community, black and brown individuals who have suffered more throughout this pandemic. This is a very important moment for all of us and to reflect back and to also think forward to where we're headed.
Convincing the public that the vaccine is safe was an ongoing theme among those who received the first doses. While some have expressed trepidation at getting a vaccine that was developed so quickly, healthcare workers at SF General, like Gomez, are pretty unanimous in wanting the vaccine. Speaking outside of the hospital, Mayor London Breed expressed optimism at reaching this important milestone. But she said San Francisco is not out of the woods yet.
This is the first of what we know is to come. I know that people are anxious to get this vaccine and to get back to their lives. But I want to just be realistic about what we can expect. The fact is, we have to take care of our frontline healthcare workers. So we still need to enforce our stay-at-home orders. We are not out of the woods, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what I'm excited about.
Mayor Breed said she was honored to be in the presence of the frontline healthcare workers who have been caring for patients during the pandemic. Many of those workers are anxious to receive the vaccine after witnessing the horrible toll the pandemic has taken on their communities. Otis Morgan is a registered nurse who also received the vaccine. He said he's witnessed the horrors of the pandemic firsthand, and at times has been the last person COVID-19 patients speak to before entering the ICU without knowing if they will survive.
It's been really stressful and heartbreaking. I've been literally the only person that patients have been able to speak to in person because their family and loved ones aren't allowed in their room. And they're in like the scariest moment of their life, often on their way to ICU, making that last phone call to a loved one. It's really important for everyone to get vaccinated. This is the light at the end of a very dark, long tunnel. And just like wearing a mask to protect others, it's our duty and it's my privilege to get a vaccination so I can protect my loved ones and my community and my country.
Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital was just one of a handful of medical centers to receive the first 12,000 doses of the vaccine for the city of San Francisco. While only 5 people were vaccinated this morning, the hospital plans to be vaccinating up to 150 workers per day starting Wednesday. Healthcare workers who care for COVID-19 patients directly and those who interface with the general public are the first in line to get the vaccine. The Alameda County Department of Health also received more than 12,000 doses, and the city of Berkeley received 975 doses. These are the first of several planned allocations for the Bay Area. San Francisco is still experiencing a surge of hospitalizations, and the stay-at-home order remains in effect until at least January 4th, 2021. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.